Gaura Purnima, New Vrindavan, 2018, morning class 11:05:33.
Should be meditated upon.
Sada,
always.
Parivava,
the insults of material existence.
Jnanam,
which destroy.
Abhishta,
the true desire of the soul.
Daham,
which amply reward.
Tirtha,
of all the holy places and great saintly personalities.
Aspadam,
the abode.
Shiva
Brinchi, by the greatest of demigods, Lord Shiva and Brahma.
Nutam,
which are bowed down to.
Sharanyam,
most worthy of taking shelter of.
Ritya,
of your servants.
Artiham,
which relieve the distress.
Anatapala,
O protector of all who simply offer respects to you.
Bhava Abhi,
of the ocean of birth and death.
Bhavatam,
which are a suitable boat for crossing.
Vande,
I offer my homage.
Mahapurusha,
O Lord Mahaprabhu. To your
Charanaravindam,
Lotus Feet. Translation. My dear Lord, you are the Mahapurusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I worship your Lotus Feet, which are the only eternal object of meditation. Those feet destroy the embarrassing conditions of material life and freely award the greatest desire of the soul, the attainment of pure love of Godhead. My dear Lord, your lotus feet are the shelter of all holy places and all saintly authorities in the line of devotional service, and are honored by powerful demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. My Lord, you are so kind that you willingly protect all those to simply bow down to you with respect. And thus you mercifully relieve all the distress of your servants. In conclusion, my Lord, your lotus feet are actually the suitable boat for crossing over the ocean of birth and death. And therefore, even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva seek shelter at your lotus feet. I was actually thinking it would be the next verse, which I'll read. Very similar and complementary. O Mahapurusha, I worship your lotus feet. Before hearing this verse and the purport, which is very lengthy, it can all be summarized in the Sadbuja form, which is a form of Lord Garanga. Yeah, many Sadbuja forms, but particularly the one in which two arms of those of Sri Ram, other two arms of those of Sri Krishna playing the flute, and the other two being Garanga holding Danda and Kamandala. So, in a hidden way, Srimad Bhagavatam, in this series of verses, is beginning to sing in a deep voice the very essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Don't move
the microphone. I have a choice between a microphone and a Bhagavatam. Which would you choose? Or Mahapurusha, I worship your lotus feet. You gave up the association of the goddess of fortune and all her opulence. And while you listen to this verse, also consider, contemplate, discern how this is applied to Srimad or Krishna, Sri Mahaprabhu. O Mahapurusha, I worship your lotus feet. You gave up the association of the goddess of fortune and all her opulence, which is most difficult to pronounce, and is hankered after even by the great demigods. Being the most faithful follower of the path of religion, we thus left for the forest in obedience to Brahma's curse. Out of sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditioned souls who are always in pursuit of the false enjoyment of illusion, and at the same time engaged in searching out your own desired object, your Shyamasundara. It's a very long purport, so we'll just take certain sections of it. According to the Vaishnavacharyas, this verse applies equally. And there again, consider this in terms of the darshan given to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. From Vrindavadas Thakur's perspective, as Kaviraj Goswami says that at the end of that very deep exchange about Shankaracharya and Srimad Bhagavatam in the Adhanam verse. And bear in mind, the whole time Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is thinking, I really like this sannyasa, and I like Bhagavatam, but he's too beautiful and young to take sannyasa. So I will have to equip him and prepare him and give him reinitiation and instruct him in Vedanta. Meanwhile, Gopinath Acharya, Sarvabhauma's brother-in-law, who knew Mahaprabhu and Nadia through chastising and joking and ridiculing his brother-in-law, kept trying to help him understand. He doesn't need your protection. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. And Sarvabhauma, do you know who you're talking to? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is an auspicious. You're trying to instruct me? Where does it say in the Bhagavatam that the Lord comes in the Kali Yuga? One of his names is Triyuga, which means he only comes in three of the Yugas. There's no avatar for the Kali Yuga. But still, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has a spontaneous attraction
gives us guardian. Doesn't need it. To protect the dignity and honor and prestige of his vows of sannyas, I will enlighten him in Vedanta. Otherwise, he'll be bewildered by the charms of Maya. So, yeah, go ahead. And then after his 7 days of hearing Vedanta, Lord Brahma just sat there, looking completely bored, didn't say anything or ask anything, and he saw the Brahma Vaisarya. Began to realize, Nimai, I cannot understand your mood. You make no facial expression to indicate if you're understanding me or not. You don't ask any questions, and you don't say anything. And Mahaprabhu said, the verses of Vedanta are brilliant as the sun. I have no trouble understanding them, but your purports are like a dark cloud that I can't understand at all, just covering the sun. He said that Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural purport to Vedanta Sutra, so you don't need to give all these elaborate instructions and interpretations. And then when you heard Bhagavatam, Sarva Bhagavatam, yes, I like Bhagavatam. I really like that Atmaram verse. Now, Kaviraj Goswami's version is quite sober. The Navadas Thakur's version is a little different. And he's emphasizing through all these leelas that Mahaprabhu is playing with Sarvabhama Bhattacharya. So Sarvabhama was thinking, and Mahaprabhu is encouraging, yes, give your purports of the Atmaram verse, which Lord Gauranga did, and I mean, Sarvabhauma was thinking I can reclaim some of my lost prestige because Lord Gauranga is playing with him. And then he gave his 9 different versions of explanation for the Atmaram verse. Each of which excelled human possibility because he's Vyaspati, the guru of the demigods. And then Lord Gauranga asked him so humbly, you know, because in his own words he said, I'm not worthy to take shelter of your shadow, but if you allow, I would like to explain the Atmaram verse according to my understanding. And then he explained it in 18 different ways, not touching upon those of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, at which time it became very clear to the Bhattacharya, this must be Krishna. And then, according to Kaviraj Goswami, he revealed his forearm form and then his two-arm form of Krishna, whereas in Navadas Thakur said, he revealed his Sarvabhauma.